Thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim wishing you a happy new year, everyone. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to spend a little bit of your time in the new year in the Valentine area. Go to visitvalentine.com to find out about the Bull Bash on February 14th, or ice fishing this winter, and some spring hunting and summer vacationing. Visitvalentine.com.
Let's talk a little Tri-State Livestock News, shall we? If you're ready to dive into the heart of agriculture, you want to uncover secrets of successful ranching? Revel in the wisdom of Tri-State Livestock News. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, progressive auctions. It's all available in Tri-State Livestock News. Just go to tsln.com. You can subscribe there. Plus, there's a lot of very current information. So check them out.
Season's greetings from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota. Enjoy the warmth of Christmas, the promise of a new year, and the enduring heritage of the West. You need to stop at the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame.
That's right. And Lynn and Rick Shippey of Shippey Realty and Auction hope you've had some incredible holiday time with family and friends. They send out Happy New Year from Lynn, Rick, and the staff at Winter Shippey Realty and Auction.
Somebody sent this in to us. It's from Dwayne Portwood out of Sheridan, Wyoming. So another Wyoming connection for us here on The Good Stuff, called A Cowboy Has to Sing. Cowboys are not a quiet bunch. They joke and laugh and shout. Each time one opens up his mouth, hard to tell what may come out. They maintain a lively banter, whatever the day might bring, because they're young and a rowdy bunch, and a cowboy has to sing. He sings of days out on the range, of the way life used to be, of riding broncs and roping steers, and a girl he'd like to see. Songs that tell of the lone coyote or the eagle on the wing, the buffalo that roamed the range, for a cowboy has to sing. He may sing of the rodeo and a night he spent in town, of getting on that old red roan, the cayuse that bucked him down, or that evening in the dance hall where they made the rafters ring with the guitars and violins, because the cowboys got to sing. That's Dwayne Portland out of Sheridan, Wyoming.
Here's a recipe for a happy new year. Take 12 fine, full-grown months. See that those are thoroughly cleansed from all old memories of bitterness, rancor, hate, and jealousy. Cut these months into 30 or 31 equal parts. This batch will keep for 1 year. Do not attempt to make more than one batch at a time. Many people spoil the entire lot in this way. Prepare 1 day at a time as follows. Into each day, put 12 parts of faith, 11 of patience, 10 of courage, 9 of work. Some people omit this ingredient and spoil the flavor of the rest. 8 of hope, 7 of fidelity, 6 of open-mindedness, 5 of kindness, 4 of rest. Leaving this out is like leaving the oil out of the salad. Don't do it. 3 of thanks, 2 of meditation, and 1 well-selected resolution. If you have no conscientious scruples, add a teaspoon of good spirits, a dash of fun, a pinch of folly, a sprinkle of play, and a heaping cupful of good humor. Pour love liberally into the whole and mix with vim. Cook thoroughly in a fervent heat. Garnish with a few smiles and a sprig of joy. Then serve with quietness, unselfishness, and cheerfulness. And a happy new year is a certainty. That's from Leaves of Gold.
Something from Rod Miller. Just a short little ditty today. Here's to colic, strangles, and scours, founder, prolapse, and pink eye, greasy grub, poor pay, and ridiculous hours. May we be cowboys until we die. From Rod Miller. I have a couple more of those messages for you here. From Victoria Boyd, may your horse never slow. May your loop find its mark. May your get up have go from morning till dark. And from Jane Morton, may you never burn your biscuits. Never let your beans boil dry. May your steak be to your liking and your coffee strong as lye. Some cowboy wisdoms for you today. If you'd like to share something on The Good Stuff, all you have to do is send it off to kimhburge@gmail.com. And thanks to the interweb, we can get that, take a look at it, maybe feature it on an upcoming edition here on our program. From this local radio station, and Kim and I, we want to wish you all a very happy 2026. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.